The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Now, the youth have been preaching throughout today already about gratitude and our liturgy and the ways in which we gather together to offer our thanks to God weekly or at various different times that we use the church's liturgy. So we're just going to take a couple minutes here to take a look at the text, the story of the 10 lepers that Jesus healed. First of all, to do the Reader's Digest version, we know that we're lepers. We know that we are, because who among us does not long to be healed of something? Who among us does not long to be healed from the things that divide us from other people, as leprosy did? Who among us does not long to be healed from the things that make us feel shame? Who among us does not long to be healed from the things that keep others from loving us and keep us from loving others? Who among us does not need to be noticed for who we really are inside and not the things that other people can see, like our skin and our hair? There are 10 lepers. And it seems that 9 of them are Jews. We don't get much of this story, but it seems that 9 of them are Jews and 1 is a Samaritan, which is actually kind of a Jew, but the true Jews looked at the Samaritans as, maybe we might say, like a half-breed. The real Jews rejected the Samaritans. They're all healed. But 9 of them go to the temple to show themselves to the priest, which is what they were told to do. And it's likely that they then began their 8 days of cleansing, a cleansing period. If they showed themselves to the priest and the priest said, "Wow, you look like you're healed," then there's another step. But one of them does not go to the temple, probably because he's not welcome there, actually. He likely has to go to Samaria, to his own priests, to his own synagogue. So within the story, this story of one person returning to worship and give thanks, within that story is the story of division of God's people. Division and prejudice. It's not just a story about one person being grateful. And we can be sure that they were all grateful. We don't actually get the rest of the story for the other 9. Imagine that they were walking along and they were healed and they were not grateful. It doesn't even make sense. So the gratitude is likely something that all 10 of them shared. But this one can't go where the others go and returns back, sees he's being healed, and begins to praise God immediately. And then he falls at the feet of who we call the Christ. And he begins to worship. He prostrates himself on the floor, on the ground in front of Jesus, and begins to give thanks to God. So he comes back and he worships, which is why we're paying attention with the help of our youth today to how our liturgy is gratitude. The ways in which we worship every Sunday that are bursting with gratitude that we may not have noticed because we've said the words so many times. I don't want us to lose, in the few minutes we're going to spend right here, we do not want to lose the detail that this one who worships Jesus is not in the in crowd. Those who believe that they are righteous have a line that is drawn, and this one, this Samaritan, is on the other side. He's not quite good enough, but he gets it. He returns to Jesus and worships with gratitude. And so it is with us, filled with our categories and judgment and prejudice. We know that we have them. And we know that we have them because we are drawn here every week to confess them. And our liturgy, as the leper who comes and worships with gratitude, our liturgy is filled. It's drenched. There is no part of the liturgy that you can't find words of thanksgiving and honor to God for who God is and being generous to us. Our liturgy is drenched in gratitude. Our hymns are drenched in gratitude, particularly the ones that we are singing today. So in the midst of this story, where we have to confess that in the midst of the story of gratitude is the story of division and judgment, and we have to see ourselves in all of that. Then together, shoulder to shoulder, we stand and we sing a song of thanksgiving. Will you please rise and sing with me hymn 829?